With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. FEMA has resumed door-to-door visits in the mountains of North Carolina.
The visits were temporarily suspended after reports emerged over the weekend that Federal Emergency Management Agency employees could be targeted by a militia. The government response to Hurricane Helene has become a rampant subject of disinformation. FEMA's administrator and the governor of North Carolina are calling on people to stop spreading falsehoods about the recovery efforts so that people who need help can get it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Trump is highlighting his endorsement of Texas Senator Ted Cruz as the incumbent is facing a tight race. Bob Agnew reports.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump calls Cruz, quote, one of the strongest senators in the country on border security. On the other hand, he calls Cruz's Democrat opponent, Colin Allred, a radical open border extremist who will put our country and safety last. According to an average of Texas polls compiled by the Hill Decision Desk HQ, Cruz leads Allred by 2.7 points. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israel's warning the United Nations to remove its peacekeeping forces from areas in southern Lebanon likely to be hit by Israeli airstrikes. Journalist Josh Kroshauer says it's unlikely Israel will carry out any attacks that would increase tensions with the UN.
I think that something will be worked out. I think, it would not be in Israel's interest to see any UN employees get hurt in any operations in Lebanon. But I think they're trying to work behind the scenes to make sure that that's the case.
Southern Lebanon is patrolled by a special UN force known as the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 324 points. The NASDAQ dropped 187. This is SRN News. Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. This is SRN News. Wall Street's recent surge hits a bump.
Stocks pulled back from their record highs on Wall Street as crude oil prices fell again and tech stocks sank. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% a day after setting its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 324 points. That's also about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1%. Chip stocks were broadly lower. Nvidia lost 4.7%. Broadcom fell 3.5%. Energy stocks fell along with oil prices. ExxonMobil and Chevron each fell about 3%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note went down to 4.03%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Small Business Administration has run out of money for its disaster assistance loans, delaying much-needed relief for people applying for aid in the wake of the destruction caused by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.